Players Point.
It's a blessing to be here. We locked in courtesy. Tonight's episode is courtesy of Napa Valley Bass Pro Shop.
Yes.
Kiss Me Co as always. Traffic as always.
Patron,
Julio, Crown,
Coca-Cola
if they want to come see us. Optimo, Lifesavers. Big Red gas station.
We coming up, y'all. Y'all don't even know. We sponsored by everybody.
We sponsored by everybody.
Back.
It's not cheap. Playhouse
Productions.
We had on here.
We had to pay all of them, man.
We sponsoring them.
Yeah. Next episode, they saying we're going to have be one of them podcasts where we have to read off the thing.
For those that usually catch us on.
So disrespectful.
Keep going. I had to hurry to get this in. You feel
say
me?
Listen,
my bad. For those that you finna listen to us on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and all that other shit, we recording on video this week. If you want to watch us,
crystal clear.
Hey man, we're
recording on video this week.
You might see it on Reels, IGTV, man.
All that shit.
You might see
it. See the video.
We coming live, and we got stickers, but not the real stickers. What stickers do we have?
We have Static Clean. You got a window
sticker.
It go on metal,
but it can come off
a refrigerator.
If you take it as serious, you can put it anywhere.
It can come off.
You go on your car.
Facts. You can put it on your car. You can put it on your whiteboard, your fridge.
You cannot put it on your laptop.
That's like the number one commodity.
We'll get it right.
For those who watching the video, you can look.
Yep.
He has two.
But look. It gets better.
Yes.
Tearing off. It's good. No residue.
I'm glad we finally got visual representation that way. Like. Cause we be trying to demonstrate shit, but they can't see us, bro.
I'm not even used to this camera being here. I'm like,
we
I want to
start off with shout out since we there. Go and get him out the way.
All right,
shout out our boy Marco.
Marco,
just
he
did his design.
Boy Strong.
Okay,
Boy Strong workout plan is coming out soon.
Real shit.
Very soon.
Shout out Jay with the meal preps.
Shout out Jay. Check out him for 1 minute to. Go get it. 1 minute to get it on Saturday. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's a real deal workout.
1 minute to get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 1 minute to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay. Are we shouting out the Pinnacle Mountain crew on Sundays? Are you over there? What's going on? You said it's been packed every Sunday. I feel like
you
started
organizing it.
I feel like you are the
one. You know how I do. I just start trends, you know. I just train break. Blaze a trail. You know what I'm saying?
You doing about 20 minutes or so now?
Yeah. When I'm by myself, I can get up there in 20. But when I'm with people, it's not that like they, it's slower. It's just like.
You're a little bit more social. You're doing
so it's
I need
it's
to
cool.
get out there because that's a whole body kick your ass workout. There's
every single time.
No games.
Next
you
time, I'm going
it.
For two in the same day.
So go up, come down.
I told you do the
hard side.
High girl winner.
Huh? Hi girl, winner. Y'all gonna see me?
Stay tuned for all
y'all
high girl.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't on real time.
Later in the podcast, but keep going. Kaylin Tapp, man, that shot got you.
But for real, I want rest in peace to Lil Tim. For sure.
Tim Tacos. 2020 ain't been the same, bro. Since Kobe died, man, it ain't been the same.
It's been like this.
2020 been full
of
vibes. But it was always good vibes every time.
Man.
For sure.
Dude got that old cartoon ass plunger too, but
I do want to see my boy. I go, damn, I'm eating other.
Get on Kaylin's ass, y'all. Cause we didn't tell him quit chewing shit.
That was inappropriate. Huh? Nah, he was solid for sure. Good vibes. He came from Chicago. Bro, if y'all don't know Tim,
so
man,
he wasn't originally from here.
Nah, he hung around J-Mo coming up clean. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah.
Prayers to y'all. But nah, he came down here with all of the Ed Hardy back in that day. So he probably 3 years younger than you, Kaylin, two under us, or maybe one. I think he won.
I think he won.
I had a class with him. Me
so he two then.
He won. Two for you and one. Together. Miss Lethem class, we kicked it, man.
Miss Lethem was cool.
We been cool every
she
time.
Man, he was mean and shit. Tim came and got a facial from me when I was in school, so that went like that went towards my count.
It seemed like he was real,
like he was
supportive
for sure.
Yeah, when I moved to my auntie house on Broadway, he was our neighbor, man. But good vibes, skate. Oh, he the only nigga in the South End with a skateboard, man. He always did it his way, man. He was always different for sure, man. We need more vibes like that, man. R.P.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely a blow to the city.
Kobe is 824, man.
824.
Yesterday
was his birthday, for
yes.
sure.
Okay.
He would have been 42 years old.
And it was
years young. Years young.
Right. And I was watching, I've been trying to catch up on my Moesha since we got
back.
And they came on like yesterday, so I was like, dang, but yeah.
Started me aligning like that, yeah.
For real.
Oh, man. Why are we still on a serious tip? Vote.
Last episode
we were serious about it. We was on, you know, some AP class about it, giving you stats, real pronunciation. This is real regular class, real street gutter, freedom writers type shit.
Come as you are.
Take your ass, go vote. Please, y'all see what the fuck is going down out here. They just RP to Jacob.
He is in ICU.
Last time I checked, I think they said he's in stable condition.
Yeah.
So he got out of ICU?
I don't know if he out of ICU.
Either way, it's a good thing he alive, regardless. I don't even know why the report came out that he died. It's just
something you expect.
We'll go into that later on as that develops. But
Jacob Blake is his
Jacob
name.
Jacob Blake, man. In front of his three kids, too, man. They don't give a...
We can stay on this while we're here. It ain't no point in even circling
say
back,
less.
Man. While we got the attention, there's no reason.
That's why it's important to voting can maybe change protocols on how we have safety within our police system, man.
Bro, they shot him so nice.
It was no body cameras on none of the officers. So if it was no cell phone, we would have known nothing about this guy, James Blake. These people would have went on, paid leave, came back to their jobs, been straight.
Jacob.
What'd I say?
James,
my fault. James Blake is a real person.
Yeah, that's a singer.
Jacob, my fault. Let me give him his respects. In Wisconsin, man. So we always be thinking these towns, shoot, Wisconsin just like a Arkansas.
The states is like whatever. It don't even matter where you at. It's like, it's whatever. Racism is everywhere. It ain't confined in state lines.
It's sad, though. We
city
going
limits.
Through this, and they still cannot, like, behave. Or not even behave. Just
it's like,
it ain't even behaving, because that's you doing something, somebody telling you to do something, you doing it just because you know. Nah, just do right, though. Like, that's not right. He's walking away.
I don't even know what they right is.
It's going to piggyback off this, but... That's for
and justice for Breonna Taylor as well.
Yeah, that's always.
That's crazy. They don't give a fuck about her.
And just all the other people that we have missed that don't have a hashtag. Because there's so many situations that happen like this a lot.
It's crazy. I was seeing the arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor, but till like maybe a few weeks ago, I didn't know like how bad what they did was because I didn't know all the details.
Because
it's worse the more you find out.
Yeah.
It's like they don't give a fuck about her. You ain't heard shit.
Nothing. It has turned into a
her little picture, man. It just
it
be
has
like,
turned into
bro,
she on the cover of she's on the cover of Vanity Fair. I have mixed feelings about it
because
it's just like, you know, I get bringing awareness to things, but it's like now it's seeming like a gimmick. Like the name of it, and it's like now
it had that Porsche thing.
No, I'm talking like the Breonna Khan,
yeah,
just her name in general, Breonna Taylor. Like it's becoming too
okay. Is it just like, okay? What about the whole movement? How do you feel about? I mean, of course, we don't want to monetize off them, but do you think people are using their likeness to benefit their brand or their?
I think it's half and half. I think they probably went in with the intention yeah, of doing right. But it's like, it's I feel like that fame and shit, cloud shit, like it makes shit too fake to me. So
what was the Brianna Khan of the, what it was called? It was
Brianna Khan, but
it was like Taylor. It tied her name.
What is Brianna Khan?
Porsche.
It was Porsche, Trader Truth. It was basically the people with Housewives.
She did got arrested like a couple times.
Yeah, like her bloodline is that. But her blood, I forget, her grandpa was in like the movement.
Paul George is right now.
I believe her grandpa was like in the movement or some shit. But
okay, that makes sense.
I believe like the Brianna Khan was something that Until Freedom, which is like a, you know, an organization that does this type, you know, like to get awareness to certain cases. But it's like, you know, it could work, but it's like, y'all, are they doing anything? Like, are y'all, is anything happening?
We gotta control what we can control, and they showing effort. We trying. Different people do different stuff, different ways. You know, it's just messed up because at this point now,
burn it down.
They not really gonna do nothing because the peak is already really hit for Breonna Taylor, and it's sad.
Burn it down.
On that note, man.
I was coming, since we on this, is kind of racial shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happened in the NBA at the bubble. Montrezl Harrell and Luka Doncic. Yep. Montrezl Harrell, black guy, of course. Mm-hmm. Luka Doncic, white guy from Slovenia, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Another country.
He killing whatever. Yeah, okay. But white, nonetheless.
Okay, I got you.
And so, anyways, you know, you hit a moment, you talking shit on the court. I'm sure y'all know what happened. He caught, basically, long story short, called him a pussy ass white boy. And
bitch ass white boy.
Yeah, okay. See,
his lips look like me. To me, they said pussy
ass white boy. Okay.
Regardless, either one is like damn.
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about that? I guess I go first. technically, is he wrong? Yes. Even if you talking to somebody black like that, black on black, I mean, of course that can be disrespectful because niggas don't like the words pussy ass or bitch ass. So you
know what I'm
saying? From any standpoint like that, of course it's wrong. But don't give me the angle of if Luka called him bitch ass black boy or bitch ass nigga. Don't give me that because it's just not the same and it don't carry the same way.
All right.
And I appreciate Montrezl Harrell. He also apologized the next game going into it, and they both was good. So
black people always show grace.
I was having this talk earlier, and why it may seem racial is not
right.
Because, all right, black people, we talk shit. We talk shit, though.
Right.
The thing is, coming out of white dude mouth, if you say something like bitch ass black dude to some shit, it's kind of, it comes off as you a bitch ass black dude because you're black.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The thing is,
the venom behind it. Yeah.
It's because you're black. But when he called Luka a bitch ass white dude,
it was like,
you a bitch ass dude, but you just happen to be white. That's your identifier.
You really cold as fuck.
That's your identifier.
Yeah, but you a bitch.
You sneak compliment him because it's like you busting our ass.
Yeah.
And you in a black man's sport and you white.
And it's like,
because when you white on a basketball court or football field, people respect you. You get a different level of respect because you white.
Cookout. Right.
Because I think it would have been insert adjective for whatever his most distinguishing characteristic was. If he's some tall, skinny,
tall ass white boy. Ass
dude,
yeah.
Bitch ass, fat ass dude.
Yeah.
And you just.
Not even the other side. White people do a good job of like channeling confusion or just a lot of no, we do that, and that draws off the basis of the main
the
thing
message.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
So, good game, Luka. Good job, Montrezl Harrell, for apologizing. For that's real man stuff, though. You know, I fuck
with both sides of me.
I don't, but sometimes I just be feeling like most things don't
but
have
it's the fact that people, everybody saw it. It was enough talk about. It was kind of big. Not mean,
but they talked about it.
Yeah,
they
it was just like, you know what I'm saying? And then he probably didn't want to make it feel like he meant it some type of way when everybody black know that he didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He know that he didn't. Luka knew that he didn't because he said he wasn't tripping, but he also said he appreciated the apology. So.
It probably behind closed, like, bro, you really didn't even have to do all that shit.
It does come off bad, though.
Yeah, I mean, it does, because especially the climate that we're in, optics matter.
For sure.
Optics matter, and we're, you know what I'm saying, we want to help our case the most that we can, the case that we're making.
I feel like motherfuckers need to just stop being so sensitive about certain shit. Like, that is one thing, like, I get the optics, but it be little ass minute shit that get blown up into some big ass shit. Now we gotta have this. We are black. We are this type of. It always be a divide. Like it's like shut the fuck up.
We do everything. We do it. It be a lot with everything.
It's like damn.
It be a lot with everything.
Segway Sammy.
We are gonna be sensitive to these kids. Yes. Our little ones, the future, going to school out here. Prayers, safety.
And today's the first day of school for Arkansas.
Well.
Teachers
as well. I thought we were supposed to do a shot every time we switch subjects.
Say less.
Damn,
say less.
Even off serious shit?
Say less.
Oh. Going to the kids and stuff.
Man, I got anyway,
you.
I'm going to beg the question of this. Is coronavirus over? And I know coronavirus is not over, but as in the effect of urgency, fear, and respect, is it over? To the general public.
From the standpoint of, I think everybody has, for the most part, most of America, even though it should and still can be dealt with in a better way, we've all just kind of figured out since it's been 5 to 6 months since it started we have to learn to live with it.
A, because it is what it is, and B, because it's been handled so poorly.
I mean, I think it's because we're
it
one
is
getting,
what it is.
We're
getting, Trump what, said that what, shit they about what, hung them on the cross.
One thing is we get restless with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We get restless.
Poor leadership
right.
too, though. Poor leadership.
The thing is, we have been in this quarantine so fucking long, we don't realize how much shit we still can't do. Cause it's still, we still can't do a half of the shits we used to do.
But we can do a bunch of shit to where it's a masses of people, to where the respect of
what can we do, bro?
We know a mutual friend who say they don't wear they mask anywhere.
Tyler Lockhart,
you're hell.
Damn, now they go.
But yeah, it's just like
we can go to the gym. You can go to a couple restaurants.
Yeah.
You can go to the grocery store. Yep.
How big of the numbers are
they're
now?
They never change.
How big of the numbers are now, though?
It's been on a steady pace. Like, it ain't really
you
just...
You check them as often as...
The curve has flattened.
So the respect has went down.
Okay, but I'm just saying, we have got so adapted to this shit that it's not taboo.
You've learned to...
Right.
This is the normal.
This is the new normal.
So
this
is it over?
It's not over.
This is the normal.
It's been so long that this is
like it's not going nowhere. Like these things that we're doing not
like
going
shit,
nowhere.
Okay. The shit we doing now is so
the
different
urgency
than what we were doing
and
a year
respect
ago.
Everything I said that has dwindled. Basically, thank you. You guys are.
I'm just
saying, y'all answer my question. Thank you.
Like the scare, like the
yes.
Scare. Okay.
I don't want it now.
You didn't say that.
I did, nigga. I said the let. Thank you, Keisha. You know I said thank you. Shot.
Come on, thank Alex.
Nigga, so tall. Shit.
All right, Julia.
Do that half of a shot over there.
Cause we ran out.
I pour some of mine.
Nigga, you good, Julia?
Man,
come on.
That's cool. Anyway, If you got a teacher, I look at it like this. If you got a teacher or a boss, they say, you can, bro, we don't really care about your phone. Like, yeah, you can be on the phone. Like, hey, dude, come in, like, as long as it's like, dude, not an hour over, like, dude,
like,
come in when you want,
it.
Dude. What the fuck are you going to do, Kaylin Summers, Keisha Conley, and Alex Morgan?
I'm going to go 25 minutes.
Less.
You're going to do what you want to do?
I feel like that's the same type of thing that happened now.
Yeah.
We can say all
they
of that,
gave us
oh,
an
it's
inch.
Because of the norm now. No, it was that lack of leadership that made us, that caused us to do that.
Yeah.
Them other countries back popping.
Good. No new cases.
Straight.
Like what? New Zealand?
New Zealand. I was just saying, wherever Stephen Adams from is New Zealand. They said zero new cases.
But I mean, like y'all
they
said,
locked
we do
that
have to accept it.
And when they do
now,
they locked them niggas.
But I'm not mad at nobody that's not taking
down.
It serious no more. I meant to say that it is still taking it very serious.
Yeah.
I feel like even if you want to say we living with it, still take it serious. Don't dismiss the disease.
But
the virus.
They're like, you see like niggas kicking over the weekend at like day parties and shit. You like, ooh.
Player not player.
Yeah, you know, yes. Sometimes I don't know how far. I do have limits that
I'm coming with. Player not player. You haven't, you still haven't been anywhere since the corona started.
Not playing, bro.
Not playing.
Anywhere like out your house?
Like, no, you haven't been like, anywhere.
No, it's some people that's really been in the crib.
You remember that first week that it got real? Real and niggas like, hey, bro, I'm
in the crib. I ain't gonna say what like it is, but I don't know anywhere. What you been like, what
all
you
been doing is work home.
I ain't gonna call nobody not playing. I'm just taking it serious, man. I ain't gonna do like that.
Player, not player.
You haven't been anywhere since Corona's first started.
Like you've been dumb quarantine.
It's not playing, you guys. Come out the house.
Dude, get out.
Do something at least once.
Do something.
By now.
Nah, bro, yeah, nigga. Nah,
Corona, it ain't even the same. Like, this the Reggie Corona.
See, the thing, the thing with Arkansas.
At first, it was that Zaza.
The Zaza Rona.
Niggas
said it was that strong.
I thought it was tough for Rudy Gobert. Like, I thought niggas was gonna want to kill him for doing that, bro.
You said it was that 1942. Now it's just like,
them
niggas supposed to be leaving.
We been in.
Niggas told me they was gonna trade.
We been dumb and shit. We been dumb and shit. This our out of bounds podcast. We have out of bounds podcast once a month. Once a month.
I don't know, but that don't fit the first. Anyways, we talk about it.
It'll tie in.
We gonna
wrap it up. Shout out to the kids going to school. Though we do want to highlight on that.
And shout out to the parents that are choosing to homeschool their kids, turning their little corners into first grade, all that. Shout out to the parents that's doing that shit. You know they turning the, you know their little offices to they school and shit with the posters and shit.
Keisha, what's damn, my bad.
Boy, you gotta lock in, bro.
Man, my bad, man. I'm having a
but nah, I mean, shout out to everybody that started school and all the teachers.
Teachers and the staff.
It's a lot of effort,
my sister. Shout out to my cousin, my friend.
Your sister homecoming?
Homeschooling my niece, my bad.
Okay, for sure.
You homeschooling?
Your niece doing what, Amo?
She virtual.
Okay.
She virtual and shit.
But some kids doing 3 days a week kids, type shit.
These kids are gonna be
they
smarter
gave
than
laptop
us. Y'all know
shit.
They're right.
Yeah.
They're gonna be smarter than us for sure.
They send home the laptop.
They battling real life. It like
and going to school.
Got class on Tuesday and Friday. I said, why you get y'all that?
On me.
That's live.
No, that's live. Imagine us at Central with that shit.
Bro. Anyway.
Imagine that.
Anyway.
What I was saying earlier, I like, bro, being Arkansas, we kind of got it good. For like Corona,
that's what I was gonna say. Have we really experienced quarantine?
Are you saying because we not so?
All right, we already didn't have much shit to do. So it ain't like
I see that angle you
out. We didn't
see that
we
angle.
Not,
yeah.
We
yeah.
didn't out on a lot of shit because we didn't have that much.
You was
shit
on half empty
like,
anyway.
Half the shit we was doing was the shit that you could do during Corona. Go to Pinnacle. Kick it outside. Go
now niggas is just
crib.
Up in.
Nigga, that shit is still legal.
We was you going said, to school. You said natural, 3 days a week instead of one day a week.
As the club scene is my side hustle, you cannot do all of the same shit now.
Okay,
you
I didn't say me? All. I said we just didn't lose that much.
Okay. Shout out to Artez. We lost some day parties. That was gonna go bananas this summer.
Nah, it wiped out the whole season.
Niggas tried to
stop. And we missed two seasons.
We
missed spring and summer.
No,
2021 finna be here.
It's, oh, shit, it's 4 months.
It's right around the corner, bro.
Spring starting like a month.
Football season about to start.
I mean, my bad. Fall starting like a month. Spring wasn't started when Corona started.
Right. No, but
some of them went on to the Mardi Gras and some they still went out there and them beaches. Yep. Said, forget it, man.
Damn, that's the thing.
Okay, so here we are.
Wait, before we move away from Corona right, talk.
Because we was going to go there.
I don't know if we asked this. All right. What? How long did you expect this shit to last? Like when it first
Corona.
Popped off?
Hey,
how long?
We were saying
we were saying niggas was saying April. Group,
we was like shit by the end of.
We knew it by September.
We
was going to
be parties June, July, August. No, four.
No, we knew about end of summer. We was gonna be for real free.
I thought we was gonna bro a month, 2 months at most. I said, bro, by football season, bro, this shit gonna be.
Nah, I knew when they got that.
Once I started thinking about it, I was like, it ain't without a vaccine and without staying home. Everybody not moving a muscle for 2 weeks is no way that this bitch can go away.
Nope.
Yeah, that's crazy. If it can never go away, I mean,
the dishwasher liquid.
I You just gotta fend for yourself now, man. Like, if you out there in Corona, you need to do whatever they've been told you to do and a little more. If you feel like you have a low tolerance, you know, your immune is not as strong, you need to do a little more. A lot, you just gotta fend for yourself out here. But I do think Biden and Kamala.
Senator Kamala.
I do think Biden and Miss Harris, mm-hmm. Vice President Harris,
the Lakers finna play.
OG Harris, you know.
Had a lot going on
right there. Boss Lady Harris, okay. You feel me? The one of one, the first. Anyway. Yeah,
but that was fake.
Anyway.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna implement at least a better plan going forward on. They at least have to.
I mean, they have to. They have no other choice.
They have to.
People don't have to.
But we don't know. It ain't really have to's on it. A lot of shit. Nothing.
They missing the ball on a lot of shit.
It can't get no worse. It can't get no worse.
For real. For real.
It's just hard.
Who won the last game? He.
Like, these niggas had a game on. And
all right, right so here we are.
I'm talking about the Mamba jersey.
Oh,
shout out Mamba,
okay.
Man. Shout out Mamba.
We are here a couple days ago.
It's gonna get spicy.
What's
Megan's
real name?
Huh?
What's Megan's real
Is
name?
Is it not Megan?
Megan Pete.
Megan
Pete?
Pete.
P-E-T-E.
A couple days ago, Megan Pete. Out of Houston, Texas.
Can we piggyback off our last episode? Because we Well, we were talking about it.
We got to go there first before you apologize.
Yeah, no, no.
You can't take my apology back.
Thank you. Like,
man, but you don't even want it if it's there. You said
I was gonna say, just piggybacking off of last week, y'all know we spoke on it, and Caitlin kind of had his little he just had, you know, questions about the situation, trying to see if she lied or not or whatever. Then 2 days later, she posted a picture of her
foot.
I'm
crazy,
man. I had people shit hitting me like shit. Excuse I'm like, that ain't even my voice.
What did people say? Because I don't even remember what you said. What did you say?
That Hottie Hive made it to Players Point. Somebody was on you about.
Somebody had just DM'd him.
Like I said something that was
I didn't know what Hottie. I didn't know what.
So Hottie is your fans. Hottie's is the Megan Thee Stallion.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Shout out to Doug.
Hey,
that shit got
I was looking around. I was like, maybe anybody know what the fuck is going on. Somebody connect the dots, please.
Anyway, that question don't even matter no more. I guess niggas didn't fuck with that.
Okay, we got a new topic.
The hottie ha.
Want a new topic?
No, new topic. No,
sir.
New topic. No, hell no.
This is a new topic.
Oh, I thought you was okay.
No, we on a new topic.
That's what I'm trying to
welcome to the new topic.
Amo, I don't feel it tripping, bro. Amo, I can't let tripping.
This nigga look at you like.
We're going to do half.
What?
Niggas got Patron, bro. It's Monday. Niggas taking Patron.
You don't done. Even work, Tommy.
Niggas taking Patron and done Julio.
You waking up at 5.
How did your last day feel, man?
Bro, this shit was great.
What type of love did you get? Did they give you the Paul Pierce treatment or the LeBron?
Nah, it was neither. It wasn't Paul
they don't
Pierce.
Love you like they love Kobe.
It was kind of like Vince Carter.
No, they love
it was
like
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter?
Okay.
Niggas didn't even know you were saying it. It was slipped though.
Just gone. Damn, do they
have still look for you today?
No
cake.
You ain't impactful.
It was a Vince Carter. Niggas knew I was leaving, but they were like, damn, we didn't know you was leaving today.
No, we didn't expect you to leave today.
Also, like, with quarantine, you was like, you didn't know that was his last day.
You must be eligible to get your PTO. Or something.
All right, y'all, let's take this shot.
I got like
come on, Caleb.
We moving back to that bag shit.
Yeah, we finna ride back right now.
Hold me up. I ain't trying to pull up on my computer.
Oh, my bad.
God, I'm sweating.
Hold on. Y'all know we going back to that bag shit, though.
We can't.
No, that's where we at.
Wait, niggas be bullshit.
Oh, okay. I ain't know if y'all.
That's where we shooting.
Back to where I'm on the air, bro. This is my last shot.
Oh, we on the air?
My last shot, cousin. This is my last one. Yeah,
this is last one for real.
Bro, I'm spinning.
Let's get it. Shut up.
Shout out.
All right, shut down.
Oh, shit.
So, the H-Town Hottie, after peer pressure, after allegedly she was saying, you know, hella shit, she dropped the pics. The and that foot was
toe up. No, I mean, no, not to be insistent, but
no,
she got what's wrong. She got hit. She
put it out.
Definitely proved.
And like she got bit by a dog.
Hey Mo, you didn't appreciate her saying what she say. Not that I clear up stuff on the internet.
Niggas throwing
right,
the
and
bus.
I just didn't like that.
Y'all going dress with me.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that she said how she tried.
So before we get into how we feel, keep going on the tower storyline. And then we gonna leave with love and then get in that bitch.
She got on live, you know, explained a little bit of the story. And kind of fulfill what, you know, the holes that we knew. And it kind of confirmed. She didn't get into specifics of their actual relationship. Why this happened. What were y'all doing? All of that. Now, hey, we'll get into that later. She kept it bland, told us what it was. And she did let us know that Tory
shot her.
Lil Canada.
Whatever his name, where is he?
He shot her. And she did she confirm it was both feet?
She didn't say both feet.
Yeah, they did say both. She said that he shot her in her foot.
But when she initially said she got shot, she said she got shot in both feet.
I will say this though.
Before I stick my knife into, you know, what's going on. I'm sure we all want a piece of it. She did keep it cool and solid. Even though she said she wanted to, or she probably won't, you know, she ain't really fucking with him too much now. She didn't put the laws too much into
in his
him.
Life. Yeah,
I will say I respect that a little bit. Not a little bit. I respect that a lot.
I mean, but my thing is, I mean, I respect it. I respect
it a lot.
Come on, man. Tory wrong. But outside of that, not trying to distract.
First of all, before you leave with love.
Yeah, not to distract from the real. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he was wrong. It's fucked. Right. Like, you
Megan
know what I'm saying?
Tory,
I just don't. I didn't like how she just tried to say, like, hey, I was protecting Tory, but now.
When she came to Empire, she was so much bigger.
The internet wave of I don't believe you came from Tory. He didn't make them do that. So that's all I'm saying.
No, I'm going to come back. No. I'm going to come back on that.
Shout out to her. I'm glad she survived. I'm glad his name wasn't off. That's all I was going to say.
Okay, y'all. No, I was going to say for sure.
You just didn't appreciate that.
We gonna go on
that
jump
part,
in it.
But that shouldn't even matter. That's a footnote, you know. Okay. It shouldn't matter.
No,
we're ready.
No, I somewhat agree with that. I definitely do. But like I said, I'm gonna leave with love because thank God she's okay. Thank God it wasn't, you know, life threatening to her. She's good. She's safe. But
nigga got that all on camera.
Cancel me for not leading you know what I'm saying, for not just being with the train of sticking with, because this is the thing, I stick with us for sure, but at the same time I be looking at the whole shit.
Okay.
How I feel, how you said, you know, if you was gonna be on this, because this is my thing, just on some general shit, black women encounter a lot of different violence, domestic violence, on a daily basis that don't get no light to it.
Under the rug,
whether it be in the light that they say shit or not. But in this situation, I have just a few questions, and I will get crucified on Twitter if I ask these questions on the TL, because
he's dead wrong, remorseful, and all of that. We're getting on the next layer of the shit. We're peeling the band.
And this is what it is. I feel as though in this situation,
I let Megan see this,
because I'm done. But it's all good. I'm a real bitch.
Listen.
This is how I feel, bro. I feel as though in this situation, if you, before this week happened, well, last week happened when she got to explaining her side of it, and she has every right to explain her side of what happened to her because she is the victim. But when you decided to put these things out, it's like you were talking to someone specifically because, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't know these bloggers. We, as fans on the TL, I probably give 60% of people on the TL actually read headlines from blog. They're going to read the headline, so and keep that shit
highlighting,
going.
You're highlighting motive right now. You're talking about motive.
I'm not even talking about, I'm just saying how I'm perceiving it, just okay, how I'm looking at it.
Okay.
So with the Protect Black Women thing, and this is the message that she's leading with, I'm by no means putting on her or nothing. This is just how I'm perceiving the situation. I feel as though Megan has a baby beehive type of fan base to where everybody likes Megan. Mm-hmm. And Megan, I don't even think that she is in a space where she feels like, you know, she can do no wrong. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is a situation where, ooh, now we're
keeping it a band.
You know what I'm saying? We're at a situation now. Some people don't care to hear what Tory got to say. Some people want to, they like, okay, where the fuck you at, nigga? Like, mm-hmm, he's going to say something. We don't know when, or he might not say nothing at all. Mm-hmm. But it's like there is another side to the story as to what happened. Because if it went to the point of you sitting there in that situation with your foot bleeding, that's the worst that can happen in a situation in the car with a gun. That's the worst thing. A gun is in the car, I might get shot. You got shot and decided to protect him, and now you want to make everybody else feel bad when we weren't even in
the
situation.
I haven't heard that point.
You know what I'm just saying? Like, we weren't in the situation to a point where we as fans were supposed to protect you. Mm-hmm. You had the means to protect yourself to tell the police who shot you in that moment, but you told them you cut your foot on glass.
Trying to protect him.
But I'm not saying, you know, like I said before, you shouldn't have pulled out the gun.
Now that you think about it, I ain't really dove into that.
That was a good point.
Her reasoning of why she protected him was BS.
It
was BS because, first of all, they found the gun. He got arrested for a gun. So the excuse that, I didn't want nobody to get shot.
Right.
First of all, you already got shot. The shot has been done. Second of all, it's gonna come out. Know y'all have a gun. You think you bleeding from your fucking feet and you like, he shot me. And then the police is gonna just start
airing you niggas out.
Point going on. I got my three detectives, investigators that going crazy.
That doesn't make any sense.
I couldn't ask these questions on the TL because they said you digging too deep as a black woman. I'm just looking at the situation. If you gonna lead with this notion of black women not being protected, you in that situation had the means to protect yourself and you didn't. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the situation. I don't know if that man is abusive, if you had a gun pointed at her. I don't think it was like that.
Tory Lanez still 100,000% in the wrong.
It's hard for me to find the angle of him not being ducked out.
And you was already at the point of 10. You was already at finish line to be like, hey, not even saying you should have said something then. You still had time before you got on live last week. Right. You could have said something.
This is the thing that's happening. Tory Lanez sent it wrong. It's nothing, no saving him.
Right.
Not connected to Tory Lanez, but it's some shit that Meg leaving out.
Right.
It's a lot of shit that Meg leaving out that's going to skew it, maybe. It's not probably going to skew it in Tory's favor.
Right. But it's going to make her
side of the fence.
Right. And she don't want to be on that side of the fence. And that's why I said,
she's telling what she wants to.
Yes, to use that, protect the narrative. You know what I'm saying? Still protect black women. But in this situation, this was a situation where the police was there. You could have did that. But and then you still had time afterwards.
She's weaponizing that narrative.
That's what I'm saying.
If you say protect, it's the same shit Monique did. Like, you know, they weaponize a narrative, and then you focus so much on the narrative that you can't see the bullshit going on.
Right.
And it's like, all right.
And then now you got this force fed. Now these rappers, these all, you know, you got the Bun B, you got everybody. You know, people can feel how they feel about just the point blank period of that nigga being wrong. But it's like, don't lead with that, with the narrative of that, because I mean, there's a lot of black women out here that be in situations. You know what I'm saying? Keep it genuine on all levels. Don't just use this situation to be like, yes, let's all band together, let's protect black women, let's go out here and march for Megan, let's do this shit. It's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, don't fabricate and make this shit not genuine. That's what I'm saying.
I want to hear from Caleb real quick.
I'ma just, we didn't speak too much on the Tory shit. I seen Dead Wrong, of course. Like,
you tripping.
You know, just sometimes you are out of bounds, and you know you off the handle a little bit too much, and shit can go left. But
right.
My guy, you was tripping.
Like, you could have did everything.
You had a hell of a run with this quarantine.
You just went
independent. Shit was going good. I'll say the way he's been moving after.
Right.
Now everybody fuck up, make mistakes.
Right.
I'm not saying I've never seen somebody come back from what he trying to come back from.
Nope.
But usually, usually in that route, if you hit a little bit of remorsefulness,
you kind of can.
You feel me? I seen them liking some shit. Shade Room called them liking some shit like
that was Photoshop.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. That nigga ain't been on the socials.
Okay, he hasn't liked them. False.
It was Photoshop.
That's
really all the pictures
with
one picture.
That's right.
Like, if you notice, it's all saying that. Like, it was all the exact same picture.
Right.
Well, I was the goofy. It got me. Shit. Either way it goes.
Like, they got Kylie with it like last week. They made it seem like she had put in her caption like brown skin. Brown skin girl.
I make this point to it. And cause I'm not gonna keep beating the dead horse. We know who's wrong. We know that.
Right.
The best friend, I remember when she was coming, she was happy.
I didn't go there.
Cause I was like, damn, who is the best friend? I had just at that moment got to like friend. I'm like, damn, who's the best friend? When she came about, you know, I'm not saying they saying they're unfollowed now. All I'm saying is let's kind of see what's really going on. You know, was Tory and Megan fucking with each other? And I end on this note.
I think that's been confirmed.
I end on this note. Slow down, man. Slow down.
Just slow down.
For real, slow down. You got a lot going on. You didn't. I don't have to name it all.
But there's a lot going on since
you just blowing up, just slow down a little bit. I'm not telling you to not kick it and drink and all that. Just chill out a little bit. And that could be just
sound
in
like a parent, but you ain't lying.
But that's some real shit.
Who the people around you or just
yeah, she is a fast life. I ain't never lived this, but obviously, to be all at home chilling and you kicking it.
It's easy to say slow down, but when you reach fame,
right,
it's such a fast, like,
man. And everybody
I'm not giving an excuse, but when you reach fame that fast and shit that fast,
and people like you like they like her,
you, then you like know how it feels to be loved. It's kind of, you get to the point where you don't know who loves you for
money back. Tory Lanez, am I missing somebody? Trey Songz.
No. G-Eazy. He said
where we
do. Yeah. But nah, but it like,
this is my thing with her also. Like, it's two
know
things.
You even like you. Slow down.
It's two things that's consistent with Megan Thee Stallion. She's going to do her thing and do what she want. I'll give her that. She's going to kick it. She's going to drink.
That's part of the niche.
But another thing she's going to do, she's going to clear shit up.
For sure.
And so don't make it seem like you stay silent or that you don't or that you this or that. Nah,
it
like
be you breaking the silence.
When this first happened, I told people in the, I was like, bro, if we're going, when we want to know what happened, it's gonna
she's
get to a point. She's gonna clear. Hey, bro, I swear
she
God,
did.
No later 24 hours later, she did.
Mm-hmm.
She cleared up
just
like she got shot.
She did.
Just like
and
keep going.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like And don't come out and make it seem like, oh, I just, or oh, I'm protecting. No, if you wanted to protect him, stay.
You can, you should stay down.
You can stay down and protect him. I get the angle of
or
you protect him because you don't want to go to jail.
Or even like I said, if it
but
was.
But don't make it seem like you're no longer, like, don't make it. You coming out telling that you're telling
you're doing
you're telling
the heartstrings
thing.
Like,
my thing is, Tory wasn't the one saying he didn't put out the false narrative that he didn't shoot you. So don't punish him for it.
She
if he was trying to protect him, that's all.
She said
his people was controlling the narrative.
Blogs and shit.
Was that true?
So they say he was on some brunch, like how they say he controlled the narrative.
Like he was pulling strings behind, like.
And that's what I think it is. I think. It's a little bit
closing it up, man. On that,
but she got
okay. I didn't know that. That's what she was saying. Okay.
Heal, Megan. Shout out to her and Cardi. Number one, WAP with number one. 2 weeks. If you're a female rapper, woman rapper, girl rapper, you need to be rapping your ass up
and
right
one
now.
Thing I'm a, and one thing I'm gonna say at the end of just this right here before we take our next shot.
Now we still got it. We got some list.
I was gonna say like by no means, y'all. We ain't.
We was showing on Megan hard. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? But by no means we trying. It's that for show.
Let's go on Tory Lanez next episode with a player.
That nigga
not
is
player.
A bitch.
Niggas like him.
But
not
at the same time, with any
he's too over the top.
That with any situation, we looking at the shit. Bro.
I'm gonna throw some free game at the end of this. Ladies, beware of niggas who are not used to like. Girls or hoes, like you.
You
just
think that's the type of nigga Tory is?
I don't know.
I think he's always. I think he's a very like.
I'm just saying he was with. He got too excited. I think he got too excited.
And I think that's why the driver behind the situation is why people trying to figure out like really what happened because people
was
know
a wide
Tory
body,
as like a short
a
ass,
body bends.
Fun ass nigga. Then you know. Megan is a fun person too. Like they both.
You think she's whooping that ass? Though?
Megan pulled up the Empire. Shout out T Field and Top Tier. She was head and shoulders bigger than you. It was nah, real deal. Everything. How?
But you think she was hitting him with like she had like
she
form?
Fuck Tory ass up.
You think she think he was
Tory
like
ass
confused?
Up.
You like hold on, bro.
Because all she probably had to do was just put her body on.
Nah, somebody in the comments said. Nah, somebody in the comments said. Megan took his hat off. And let him reach for it.
Chill. Are we going to break?
Nah. Hold on. That's some funny ass shit.
We got to go to break. We'll be right
here. Back from our break. Now we go to somebody Meg has had a little bit of history with. No, you know, maybe not, whatever. Trey Songz. What's the adult model's name or whatever you call her?
Tremaine Neverson. Oh.
Yeah, what'd she say? What was the incident? He got a little reckless out here?
It was two models that went on No Jumper podcast, which is Adam 22. And they were just talking about the different escapades they did one dude, like they didn't have sex with. Well, one girl, she said she had sex with seven NBA players at one time. And they all nutted in the mouth. Not
is
at the same time. Like they took
this
turns.
This nigga out of bounds.
Like they took turns.
He in his pocket.
This is
tell.
What she said.
I can tell you. I can look at him, bro.
He's off the water.
Nah, he.
I'm gonna keep talking about pouring shots nigga. While you talk.
And then, like the other girl was like, "Tell them about the story." And she was just talking about how Trey Songz flew her out.
Mm-hmm. She's just nervous.
Trey Songz flew her out and shit. You know, they did the fuck, and then he was like, the next day when she like, you know, trying to leave, get back on the plane, he wouldn't let her leave. Like he was just. You know, he had to do shit, make her stay in the hotel room, shit like that. Wouldn't let her leave. Like, yeah, I just wouldn't have sex with her all day and shit. Mm-hmm. And it was at one point he told her to get in the bathtub. She was thinking,
what
yeah.
Say, bro?
He has to give us because I don't know the ins and the outs. So yeah,
she had told nigga get in the bathtub and shit. And he pissed on her ass. He pissed on her ass.
He pissed on her.
Yeah.
Them R&B singers, something else. R. Kelly, he is the new R. Kelly. So keep going.
And then she, like, she like staged it like he just controlling,
weird,
like
bro.
He held her against her will and shit, yeah. And basically like on some like kind of kidnapping shit.
Like you gonna sit here and get this pee on
no,
you?
No, like,
nah.
Like
he
was weird.
He
Like he wouldn't let her leave.
Not dare. He
he took her phone.
He threatened to throw her phone on the balcony or some shit. Wow. That's what she said.
Trey Songz has a history of being Kiki weird Palmer. And abusive.
Kiki Palmer was like, "Hey, she said something on Breakfast Club." So, a couple Jack people done, a couple people done said something about her. I heard Charlamagne speak on it. He was saying like I agree. Why don't they pursue like legal matters though?
Cause I mean, they live their little brunchy.
I think they were professional.
And I don't think they really tripping. Like,
I don't think she was just messed up like, about. She was just stating what happened. I don't think she was like fucked up.
She didn't really care.
Oh, so I'm that late to the normalization of this in Hollywood.
Nah, she didn't care.
No, in the thing is.
The thing is, she was never on the victim.
After the whole shit, the podcast, he got on Twitter and tried to defend himself, but really, he just didn't defend anything.
At all, because he put up the screenshots that revealed nothing.
This made it worse. And it was like she was calling him the N-word and shit, and he was she was still. This how you know she didn't give a fuck. Cause she was still after the whole kidnapping. Hell to my will shit. She was still trying to fuck with the nigga tough. Mm-hmm. Like she's pushing it.
Right.
She was trying to eat
the
nigga.
So his angle was that since she's trying to fuck. So her angle is since I was trying to fuck with you, or his angle is since she was trying to fuck with me, that mean I didn't do what I did. Or do what she say I did.
Or to the extent that she said or some shit like that. I don't know.
That shit insane, bro. That Hollywood shit is insane, bro.
He's a weirdo.
That shit is insane, bro. I don't think I'd go crazy like that. I think I'd keep it straight. I know
you.
I'm saying I know you.
Yeah. I think I'd go crazy, but it wouldn't be insane like that. I wouldn't go like
you do a good job. You know when to tone it back and shit.
Yeah. It can happen, though. Nah, but I'm for sure gonna be in them A-list parties and shit. I'm for sure gonna show my ass.
I don't
and
even
shit.
Know if I wanna be because
you there, Keisha. Quit playing. You really there, man. I'm not there. Quit playing.
I'm there skiing in the hills. What the fuck, you just talking? I'm new style. They gonna see muscle shirt Amo. Nah, they not gonna see that
one. Shit, they might at one pool party type resort type shit. They might catch. Oops.
I'm gonna be throwing parties. Oh, God. My house be crazy. I'm gonna be like Jamie Foxx said he was.
Well, he could throw something in Dallas, man, when shit get back.
Shit, Labor Day weekend.
Nigga saying Labor Day weekend.
Well,
let's throw a private shit in Dallas.
Labor Day weekend.
I'm already supposed to be going to Atlanta with Space.
Damn, niggas didn't invite me nowhere.
They just not telling me on the show.
Shit is sizzling, man. You know.
All right, shut up, space. You know, we gonna talk about it.
This is an off the air conversation.
Shut up, space, man. Let's get some little more. Niggas was talking about Vegas for Labor Day. Niggas was talking about everywhere for Labor Day.
Niggas been everywhere but here.
So is left.
Everything about some niggas is going to Vegas.
Work.
Niggas is over Corona, y'all.
Yeah, niggas have been past that shit.
But niggas still. Some niggas going to Vegas. I mean, I'm not going that weekend. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all are not following us, our Twitter is at PlayersPoint, PlayasPoint.
He gonna fuck up.
I'm gonna put the O-I. NT.
Nah, for real, y'all. For real, before he.
And on the bottom of this, on our little banner, some call it a footnote. We have
nobody calls it a footnote.
But I mean, it's a footnote on this.
He called it a footnote. Share, subscribe to this for us, man. We really appreciate it.
Show us love, man. Show us love.
Share our other episodes, whatever your favorite episode.
Also, go vote. Don't forget to do that.
We got some appearances coming soon, man.
We got some things coming soon.
No, it's not.
We're gonna talk about the shot. We're gonna end it. Y'all see the shot, man. Yeah, the last episode.
That was officially the finale. I didn't really think of it.
On the Showtime app, it says season.
I just didn't really. It never crossed my mind.
This season was so sad, man.
The finale was so sad.
They went away from the whole violence and gangbang. They kind of changed the angle.
P-Valley. It didn't come on Sunday. Why?
No. I'm guessing they skipped the Sunday because their season finale is about to come up. They got two more episodes. They had to stretch.
I thought you skipped the Sunday before the finale.
I don't know how they're doing it these days.
People are itching for a Snowfall to come back on. It was trending today. I looked and it was just people. Because
people
talking
are just reminiscing. Yeah. I've been reminiscing about it. It's just like the shit was beautifully shot. It was just they need to bring it back.
Black art.
For real. And some more black art that I had just picked up. I'm a little late. Uh-huh. Black is King. Beyonce, you do it all the time. You know, sure. I don't expect you to do it.
Shout out my boy.
This shit is beautiful.
Tyler Riney, Tyler Austin, black art, man. He is an artist, graphic, real art, man. He always, you know, make sure y'all follow him at 5OVL. Who else, man? Shout out Vallejo. He do black art, man. Go crazy.
Shout out Lex on a recent engagement.
For sure, man. Shout out Lex. You crazy, man. Boy. That boy getting got. He out there with that Brian McKnight on the bridge, man. Chill out, boy. Chill out on him, boy. He went crazy, though. Shout out to him. That's love. Yes, shout out my boy Jay Sims, man. Coming soon. That's love, you know.
Yes.
Love.
Black love.
Wait.
Yeah. It's coming up.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be in January. It's going to be in November now. But yeah, with it.
They going to have it on voting day.
Yeah.
You know that?
Or when new traffic coming?
Soon. Whole collection.
Life's not fair.
Life's not fair. Whole collection.
Life's not fair. Y'all, anybody got anything they want to speak on, touch on, end on? You feel me? Any message? Any just like, damn, you know, apply to this. Ooh, I've been thinking of this. Just
first
a good
day,
point.
First day, you know, first work day, you know, not having work.
Just doing what the fuck you want to do.
Man, quit shitting on the viewers, man. Our viewers are hardworking, essential workers. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to them. I just couldn't do it no more.
Nah, it'd be like that, though. I just couldn't do it no more.
This slave ship.
I had to jump off that motherfucker.
Like a grace.
Boy. Man, we're going to holler at y'all, man. Make sure y'all tune in. Like, stay safe.
Subscribe, stay safe.
Stay player.
Share.
Keep it player.
Good
share.
Shit.
Vote.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands.
Okay.
Right. We out.
We out.